In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. God created the world and everything in it by speaking. As my vicarage supervisor said to me a few years ago, Smithy, before God spoke, there was nothing. Not even from your nose to your hand existed. There was only God, but God spoke. And let there be light. Let the seas, let the ground. And then he came to man, and he reached down with his hands, and he created man out of dirt. We're little dirt people, whom God breathed life into. Little dirt people we are. God sets up nations and he tears them down. Even some 150 years before God set up Cyrus as the king of Persia, God called out Cyrus' name through the mouth of his prophet Isaiah. God named Cyrus as the king who would set his people free from exile in Babylon. God picked Cyrus as his servant 150 years before the Israelites were taken into exile for 60 years in Babylon. God prophesied through Isaiah about sending Cyrus to end the exile. God sets up kings and kingdoms and tears them down to accomplish his will. In verse 7 of our Isaiah text, God says, I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all things. Shocking, huh? God creates calamity. God is in control. God tears down and sets up nations and governments. He also tears down proud souls of little dirt people with the law or with the earthly trials that we go through to bring us to repentance. God does his work in certain ways. He creates by speaking. He tears down in order to build up. He kills to make alive. He kills the sinner with the law to make alive with the gospel. God sets up nations and governments so that the gospel can be shared with the nations of the world. So when we take a good look at our text from Matthew, we see that the King of creation, Jesus Christ himself, the one through whom all things were created, is being put to the test by the Pharisees who are in collusion with the Herodians. The Pharisees were prominent teachers of the law and leaders of the temple and Sanhedrin, while the Herodians were supporters of King Herod, who taught that it was actually good for the Jewish nation to give allegiance to the Romans who ruled the country. The Pharisees were nationalists who believed that the nation of Israel was a God-established institution. They hated the Romans who ruled their country. Even so, they were in collusion with the Herodians, who taught that the Roman rule of the country was a good thing. What strange bedfellows the Pharisees and the Herodians were as they attempted to trick Jesus. These Pharisees and Herodians asked Jesus if it was lawful to pay taxes to Caesar. Jesus asked them for a coin. They gave him a Roman coin, a denarius, and Jesus took the coin and asked them whose name and inscription were on the coin. And they replied by saying that Caesar's name and inscription were on the coin. Jesus advised them to give to Caesar what belonged to him and to give to God the things that belong to God. In other words, Jesus advocated the separation of church and state. God sets up civil kingdoms, nations and governments and rulers, known in Martin Luther's teaching, as the kingdom of the left. And God sets up his heavenly kingdom, his church, known in Luther's teaching as the kingdom of the right. We Lutherans, like Jesus, advocate the separation of church and state. Each of these kingdoms, the physical and the spiritual, the civil government and the church, are established by God and has its own God-given purpose. The civil government exists to keep order, using force if necessary. The government exists to keep peace, so that the preaching of the gospel might flourish, so that souls might be brought to faith in Christ Jesus as their Savior. As Christians, as members of the civil kingdom, we are to pay our taxes. We are to serve in the military if needed. We are to serve on jury duty if needed. It is okay for us to serve as employees or elected or appointed officials in civil government. We are to render respect to the authorities God has placed over us in the government. Authorities such as the mayor, the governor, our president, the sheriff, the police chief, officers of the law, our teachers at school, the principal, the military, and also our parents. This is the kingdom of the left, also known as the civil government. And God has also established the kingdom of the right in this world. This kingdom, the church, is ruled by persuasion, the word, God's word. It's his church, a spiritual kingdom where sinners are called to repentance and faith in Christ, where sins are forgiven to those who repent, and where sins are retained to those who refuse to repent. As believers in Christ, we are to give God what is due to him. We are to fear, love, and trust in him above all things. We are to respect and honor his holy name. We are to worship him on Sunday, yes, but not just on Sunday. We are free to worship him every day. We are to love our neighbors as ourselves. We are not to hurt or harm our neighbor, but are to help him. We are to honor and love our parents, the fourth commandment. We are to respect and honor our pastors, teachers, synodical officials. And when we come to worship to receive God's gifts of forgiveness and acknowledge God's providence and provision in our lives, we come to pray, praise, and give thanks to God for all his many benefits to us, because everything that we have comes from him. We give him our tithes and our offerings. They are different. Tithes and offerings are different. Tithes, a biblical tithe, is 10%. Offerings are what was given above that. In biblical days, though, they had about a 30% income tax, and then they had a 10% tithe, and then they gave offerings above that, thank offerings, votive offerings that the people gave, sometimes up to 50, 60%. But a tithe is normally considered to be 10%, but it is something, a figure that is established, a percentage that is established in your budget, you might say, and then we give offerings above that. Jesus says the same things to us today as he said to the Pharisees and the Herodians just 3 days before he was crucified. 3 days before he was crucified. May the words of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ penetrate to the very core of your being. May the depth of God's provision for you in the physical world may the depth of God's provision for you in the physical world give you pause to marvel. To marvel at what God has done for you and how he takes care of you. But more than that, may the depth of God's provision for you in the spiritual world through his grace and mercy cause you to marvel at what God has done for you. Excuse me again. I called some of you to do that too, didn't I? But more than that, may the depth of God's provision for you in the spiritual world through His grace and mercy cause you to marvel at what God has done for you as a sinner through Christ our Lord. By the grace of God and the work of the Holy Spirit through the Word and the sacraments, you hear, you believe, and you are saved. God has provided for you through both the church and the state. God has provided all that you need for your physical needs, and He has provided for all your spiritual needs and your salvation. God your Father is a marvelous provider. Marvelous provider for body, soul, and spirit of His little dirt people, whom He breathed life into. So marvel at Him. Marvel at what your Lord, your God, has done for you. To God alone be the glory. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.